what we ate back in the 1950s. Food for us kids back in the 1950s was totally different to what youngsters eat today, says Dawn Coggins. None of these toast and coffee type breakfasts. Breakfast was viewed as a meal to set you up for the day, so it was at the very least porridge, followed by bacon, eggs and fried bread, then toast and homemade marmalade and lots of milky tea. As children, breakfast time was also when we had our vitamin tablets, Halib Orange and Adexalin capsules. School dinners were interesting. In my case, it meant communal tables of 8 children who were expected to have good manners and be able to serve themselves from the bowls and tins brought to each table. Many days, the main meal was a stew of gristly meat or a pastry pie with the gristly meat hidden underneath. A lot of mashed potato. I cannot remember chips ever being served, and watery cabbage and swede. Puddings were the nightmare of childhood. Yellow semolina, rice pudding with a swirl of jam, and the awful sliminess of tapioca, jam roly-poly, and very thick custard. Mum used to make a macaroni pudding where the pasta elements swam around in lots of boiled milk. She was not a great cook. We used to tease her that her pastry would serve to sole shoes as she energetically bashed it out with her wooden-handled rolling pin. But tea time was a small meal compared to lunch, which was served as the main meal of the day. We would come home from school to have, at about 5 o'clock, homemade bread, butter and jam, and homemade sponge cake. Sunday tea was more special. Then it would be ham or a salmon salad with tinned fruit. There would be tinned fruit, usually peaches, mandarin oranges or fruit salad, and evaporated milk. In summertime, if the ice cream man came at an appropriate time, we might have an ice cream block and wafers for afters. We rarely drank coffee. I can remember the Ringtons tea man bringing tea to the house. Food was bought much more on a daily basis. The co-op was close by, and in the 1950s, there was a separate grocery, greengrocery and butchery shop. Our dividend number was 94249, remembered to this day. Fish was still eaten on Fridays, so there was a fish shop in a lock-up behind the main shops. The wet fish was wrapped up in newspaper to take home. Probably why most shopping bags were net bags. The bakery sold Hovis bread, and this was also where you bought frizzy drinks, lemonade, ice cream soda, Vimto and Iron Brew. I don't remember snacks being readily available. The height of modernity was Jacob's cream crackers. Biscuits could be bought loose from tins, along with the broken biscuit selection. Fig rolls, ginger snaps, rich tea, Marie and digestives. Sugar came loose in blue sugar bags. Butter was cut from a block, as was cheese, and bacon was sliced to order. There wasn't a huge variety of fruit and vegetables available at any one time, much more seasonal. Exotic fruit just weren't there, and it was still a pleasant treat to find an orange on the toe of your Christmas stocking, along with a handful of Brazil nuts, hazelnuts and almonds, all virtually impossible to crack without everything shattering into hundreds of pieces. But hey, we accepted the challenge.